I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, a skier from Ghana, ice dancers from Israel. The Winter Games in Vancouver are not just for those from cold climates anymore. We'll learn more about these unlikely Olympians in just a few minutes. But first, basketball news. The NBA season just passed its unofficial halfway point after the league's All-Star festivities last weekend in Dallas. And today is another big day in the NBA, the deadline for teams to trade for players to bolster their rosters for a playoff push. Both of these events are also shadowed, though, by the possibility of a lockout after next season if the players and owners can't agree on a new contract. We wanted to hear more about this, so we've called Dave Zirin. He's a sports writer for politics for the politics and culture publication The Nation. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Michelle.
So, you know, we don't often hear about the NBA kind of negotiating in public, but it does seem like that there's more of this going on. It's a full 16 months before the current contract expires. But here's David Stern speaking at a press conference about showing the players the league's financial standing and how, in his view, it's not sustainable. Here it is.
What those numbers showed, give or take, was this year we're projecting a league-wide loss of about $400 million. And in each of the first 4 years of the deal, probably losses of a couple of hundred million, at least $200 million a year. Our response to the players was, we don't want to play any guessing games about that. All of the data which supports that will be made available to you so that we can have a robust and open dialogue about how we're going to develop together a sustainable business model.
So first of all, just talk to me about just the atmospherics about all this.
Like, yeah, it's pretty intense. It's David Stern saying half the teams in the NBA are losing money. This is not a sustainable business model. Therefore, we need lower salaries because that's what this is going to come down to, money. Right now, the players get 57% of all the revenue that the NBA takes in, and that's what determines the salary cap for each team, the divvying up of that 57%. David Stern wants it down to 50%, and he is dead serious about doing it. His opening salvo to the union is basically, go ahead, make my day.
Well, in fact, there was apparently Billy Hunter, who's the head of the Players Association, has been emailing them all the snarky comments that he can find. And apparently there was it was reported on CBSSports.com that an executive allegedly said that if they don't like the new max contracts, LeBron can play football where he will make less than the new max. Wade can be a fashion model or whatever. They won't make squat, and no one will remember who they are in a few years. I'm sure that went over really well.
Yeah, it went over just fantastically. And Billy Hunter is also preparing the players 18 months in advance. Stern is putting out the early word, but Billy Hunter is too, because the last time there was a lockout was the 1998-99 season, and only a small fraction of players are still in the league from those days. And back then, it's widely thought that the reason why the players lost is that far too many NBA players with their huge contracts were living paycheck to paycheck and that we're feeling a tremendous pressure and couldn't really stand the heat. And so Billy Hunter is starting right now and just saying, look, take a percentage of that paycheck and bank it because we're in for the long haul. Because remember, anytime you have a negotiation between owners and players, the owners always have an advantage because the TV money never stops. If there's a TV contract, the owners keep getting paid through that TV contract, whether they're broadcasting games or not.
Well, given that, and also on the other side of it, basketball players, as I understand it, are the highest paid on average athletes in American sports.
In team sports,
because, you know, teams are smaller and so forth. So who do you think has sort of the public relations advantage to this point? I mean, on the one hand, they're saying it's not sustainable.
Question.
On the other hand, the players, well-paid, well-known.
It's a great question because there's an interesting parallel happening right now in the NFL where there also looks like they're going to be a lockout. And I think in that case, the NFL players have a huge advantage, largely because of the concussion issue and so many players who've turned up recently who are just in terrible shape. And a lot of fans are just going to say, pay these people. Their bodies are just being destroyed. The NBA, the optics are a little bit different, of course, than an NFL player who puts their body through such a terrible hardship to ply their craft. It's
NBA
difficult
season's
to say.
Long, though. It's tiring. But you're right. There's not those constant
collisions. It's not the optics of a 55-year-old Earl Campbell who can't get out of his car and saying we need to pay these folks. They, most fans look at these things and say it's billionaires versus millionaires, a pox on both their houses. I think that's how it's going to be seen. That's how it's going to be played. But I think since we're talking about a lockout and not a strike, I think the onus is on the owners. They're the ones not making a deal. Billy Hunter has already come forward and said, we are willing to extend the existing deal, which a lot of people thought was a loser deal for the players when it was signed. So we're willing to push ahead with this for the good of the game. And Billy Hunter has a pretty unimpeachable argument where he says, if half the teams are losing money, what's it going to do to those markets if you lock us out and there's no sport?
Interesting. So, Dave, the NBA's trade deadline is today. Speaking of teams that are losing.
And in these trades, you're seeing one of the issues that I think is a good optic, if you will, for David Stern. Because when you look at the trades, it says everything about how the NBA is now a league of haves and have-nots. Teams that make money and teams that don't make money. And that's not a sustainable business model either if a team is perpetually just trying to shed money. So all of these trades that you see, they're all the same kind of way. It's not, you have a good player, I have a good player, let's just switch them. It's, I want to loot your team for all of its talent, and in return, I'm going to give you expiring contracts.
What should we keep an eye on?
Oh, my goodness. Amari Stoudemire. That's going to be the jewel here. His agent has told the world Amari is out of Phoenix, but a lot of the deals have already gone down where Amari would be a good fit. So to me, it's the question is, will Amari Stoudemire be joining Dwayne Wade in a Miami Heat uniform? That's the big question that's left.
That's the big question that's left. And we also have to ask, I'm going to ask you to stand by for our next conversation about the Olympics as well. But before we turn to our conversation about the players you might not expect to see, or athletes you might not expect to see from countries you might not expect to see performing at the Winter Olympics, I do want to ask you about another big sports story, Tiger Woods, the disgraced golfer Tiger Woods. We're trying to avoid cliches here and having too much fun at his expense for what is, in fact, a very difficult situation for him, his family. But of course, as everybody probably knows, he's been taking a break from golf out of the public eye because of it has emerged that he's had a number of relationships outside of his
He's
marriage.
Been rooming with Jimmy Hoffa. No one has seen
him. Nobody's seen him. Well, there's been an effort. So anyway, he's scheduled to make remarks tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's a very tightly controlled situation, which seems to be the Tiger way. Only a few kind of invited, one camera, a few invited sort of reporters. What do you think he's going to say? Is there anything that he can say that would be helpful to his situation right now?
I and nobody else has any idea of what he's going to say. It's a big mystery. But I will tell you this. This could not be being handled worse. I think there are two kinds of people on this earth right now. There are people who do not want to hear anything else about Tiger Woods, who are saying, look, Tiger Woods already ruined my Thanksgiving and my Christmas. I do not want to hear any more about Tiger Woods. And then you have that segment of the population, and we know they're there. They want their pound of flesh. They want Tiger crying in front of Oprah. They want him saying how sorry he is to the world. This press conference tomorrow, which is not really a press conference, it's a stenography conference, no questions are allowed. This is a situation where neither of those camps I described will get their satisfaction because it's just going to throw more gasoline on the fire and it's going to raise the question, well, when are you going to answer questions?
Why is he doing this?
He's doing it because he thinks the media environment and the media rules don't apply to him. And so he thinks that he lives in a media environment where he can get away with this because I think it absolutely breaks him to have to be public. He's an incredibly private person. And to be public like this just breaks him in two. He doesn't want to do it. He understands he has to do it. But he's a shark. He's a competitor. That's why he's also doing it opposite the Accenture Match Play Championship that's going on in Arizona. Accenture was the first big sponsor to dump Tiger Woods. Now all the attention goes away from Accenture and goes on to Tiger. I've heard people on the Golf Channel say, there's no way Tiger would be that petty as to try to pull the wool out from under Accenture. And I'm just like, have you ever seen him on a golf course? He is a shark. It's not about pettiness. It's about payback.
Dave Zirin, a sports writer for The Nation. He's going to stay with us for just a couple more minutes.